The final Connect event for Unlocking Potential has been held at the Royal Cornwall Showgrounds near Wade Bridge. The packed event hosted a talk by Wayne Hemingway MBE. Now, he designs everything from uniforms to housing estates. So you started off saying everything started from the desire to be happy. How did that actually work with things like the start of Red or Dead?
I think the idea of being happy is that, you know, you're in control of your own destiny. You get up in the morning and do what makes you happy rather than waiting for a bell to ring at 5 o'clock and you go home, you know. And that's what school was like for me and Geraldine. We couldn't wait till the bell went. I didn't want work to be like that. So we were lucky enough to meet, to fall into a business together and thoroughly enjoy the ride along the way.
I mean, you told such an amazing story about that those days in the marketplace and how you thought you were going to be in a band and you got second-hand clothes. I mean, when you look back on it, can you believe that this was the path you took?
Well, we didn't think that we were taking any kind of path. All we were doing was we were teenagers. They were just having fun. And I think I've said that to my kids that, you know, what you've got to do is to make sure that you're following your star, kind of a bit of a cheesy thing to say, but that things that interest you, you investigate them. I was interested in being in a band, so I had a go at it. When we had to get some money together, we just sold the stuff out of our wardrobes. But when we were on that market selling it, we were enjoying it. We enjoyed it. We took a bit of money, but we actually enjoyed the experience of, you know, buying and selling.
That part of the story that gives me a hint of what you were saying as well about not having a business plan. That sounds very strange. We've been talking to a lot of startups and people running small businesses who are, many of them are told, have a business plan, and you're saying not have a business plan.
We've got a plan in that we know what we stand for. We know what our ethics are and our morals and we stand by those all the time. We stand by those. In terms of a financial business plan, then we've been lucky enough to, number one, have the common sense to, you know, not overspend and to do things right. But now, because we've, you know, we are cash rich, we don't need to spend our time poring over spreadsheets.
Okay, so what would be your advice to a startup business who thinks, oh, I've got to start with a business plan, that's what I've got to do?
Well, the first thing that you should start with is to understand what you stand for and what your product stands for, and to understand your target customer, what do they want, and to have a vision for where you want to go with the product, with the brand, and to have an underlying USP or raison d'etre of why you're doing what you do. If you can do that, you'll start to connect with other people who appreciate what you do, or you'll find that nobody else shares your vision, and you better start thinking again, because it's not going to go anywhere. I think they're the most important things to start with. And then once you've got that, obviously then you need to plan how you're going to financially get there. But it's too many people just suddenly start to work out a business plan, and if we sell that, we get to that. But sell what? You know, what are you selling? You know, you've got to be selling something that people want. So all the effort has got to go on to creating whatever it is, a service, a product, an idea that has got potential. Once you've got that, then the business plan comes.
And you're saying about how conversations and ethos are more important.
Way more important. You know, the most important thing for us, and it always has been, is what we're doing going to change, improve life, people's lives for the better? Is it going to make people happy? Is it going to make people want to rush and buy it? Is it going to get media attention? If we think, yeah, right, we're there with all of that, then you can start thinking, right, how are we going to make this work financially?
You've also been talking about, you know, the design of housing estates, how you've been involved and brought into these things. And you were asked to design houses, but then you started thinking, well, actually, it's more about placemaking. Just why does place matter?
Well, I don't know anybody who's bought a house in a place that they don't like. You know, we choose to live in a place because it's got access to, if you're interested in living near a beach, you choose somewhere near that. If you're into doing things in the countryside, if you want to be near a park to walk your dog, if you want to be near a school or a hospital or near your mother and your family or near leisure facilities or near an airport because you've got to travel somewhere, all of those things count. And you choose, you know, has it got the cafes that you want? Has it got all of this? And then you look for a house. But house builders don't think like that. They think they can just build on a greenfield site somewhere or on a brownfield, whatever, build the houses and that people just come and buy the house. Well, I'm afraid, you know, that's because we let them get away with that.
And how does place matter for businesses, the actual businesses?
Well, the concept of placemaking is that if you operate out of a place where your team can have a good time and can do everything that they need to do and can, you know, get on the bus, park their car, get on a train, get on the tube, whatever, if you can get all of that right and make people's lives easier, then business is better, staff are happier.
Now you're in Cornwall, been talking to the Unlocking Potential crowd. What impression do you get of business community and Cornwall as a place to do business?
Well, Cornwall's interesting because I think it's developing, and it has developed, and it's developing a very interesting brand, a very interesting creative brand. You know, there's a colour about it. There's an environmental, an understanding of environmental importance. There's a real feeling of a small business community and a chance to, you know, operate somewhere that's away from the issues of a big city, but has got a community and a quality of lifestyle, and that quality of life is showing through in a lot of the product. You know, I stayed in a hotel last night and it felt like it was embedded in Cornwall. You felt like you were in Cornwall. I think that's great. It's got, you know, Cornwall has got an identity, and it's young businesses that are giving it that identity.